This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Teachers Day has been celebrated today across the country. President Draupadi Murmu is presenting the national awards to 82 teachers on this occasion in New Delhi. The purpose of the National Teachers Award is to celebrate the unique contribution of teachers in the country and to honour those teachers who, through their commitment and dedication, have not only improved the quality of education but also enriched the lives of the students. India and Singapore have exchanged 4 memorandums of understanding for cooperation in the fields of health and medicine, education and skill development, digital technologies, and the India-Singapore Semiconductor Ecosystem Partnership. The two countries also agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership, which would give a major boost to India's Act East policy. This was decided after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Yong today. During the talks in Singapore, both leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations. In his remarks, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Singapore is not only a partner country, but also an inspiration for every developing nation. He added that the ministerial roundtable, which has been established between the two countries, is a groundbreaking mechanism. Prime Minister Modi also met President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam. During the meeting, Mr. Modi thanked the President for his passionate support for the partnership between the two countries. The discussions focused on avenues to broaden and deepen the cooperation between India and Singapore. India's solar energy capacity has increased 32-fold in the last 10 years, and this speed and scale will help the country achieve 500 gigawatt non-fossil capacity by 2030. This was stated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi while addressing the two-day first International Solar Festival through video conferencing being held in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said India has taken many massive strides in green energy in the past few years, and it is the first G20 nation to achieve the Paris commitments in renewable energy. The Prime Minister said the International Solar Alliance, established in 2015, is growing into a giant tree inspiring policy and action, and within a short time, its membership has reached a milestone of 100 countries. An extensive search operation to locate the missing pilot of the Indian Coast Guard's Dhruv helicopter is in progress in the Arabian Sea off the Porbandar coast of Gujarat. For the rescue operation, 4 ships of the Indian Coast Guard, 2 ships of the Indian Navy and several aircraft have been deployed, which are continuously searching for the missing pilot day and night. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today administered the oath to the newly elected members of the upper house. Union Minister Ravneet Singh Bittu, BJP leaders Manan Kumar Mishra and Mamata Mohanta, Rashtra Lok Morcha leader Upendra Kushwaha and NCP leader Nitin Lakshman Rao Jadhav were administered the oath at the Parliament House. In Andhra Pradesh, a total of 26 National Disaster Response Force NDRF teams have been deployed to assist in the flood-affected areas. These teams actively engage in rescue and relief operations in coordination with the central and state agencies. So far, the NDRF has rescued 319 people and evacuated approximately 12,000 individuals. Relief supplies and medical assistance have been provided to those in need in the flood-hit regions. A central inter-ministerial team will visit the flood-affected districts of Krishna, NTR, Guntur and other areas in Andhra Pradesh today. Led by Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, Edition Secretary for Disaster Management, in the Union Home Ministry, the team will inspect the damage caused by the floods and speak directly with the victims. A host of events are waiting for Team India on the 8th day of the Paris Paralympics. Indian para-athletes will be in action in shooting, archery, athletics and powerlifting, and judo. In the para-judo men's 60-kilometer J1 quarterfinals, India's Kapil Parmar has stormed into the semifinals. He defeated Marcos Denny Blanco of Venezuela. Gold medalist archer Harbinder Singh and Pooja Jatian beat Amanda Jennings and Thamon Canton Smith of Australia in the mixed team recurve open 1x8 elimination match. The duo have entered the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.